Okay, I'll come straight to the point. I know who the murderer is.
So Much Blood by Simon Brett, dramatized by Bert Kools.
Thank you. Thomas Hood. He was born in 1799, the son of a Scottish bookseller, poet, wit, satirist, social campaigner, and maker of excruciatingly splendid puns. Most people say they don't know anything he wrote. Well, let's see. I remember...
The House Where I Was Born.
Not to mention, no shades, no shine, no butterflies, no bees, no fruits, no flowers, no leaves, no birds.
No flowers.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Charles Parris, and it's my pleasure to introduce you to the many faces of Mr. Thomas Hood.
Well, it's Friday, the 13th of August. The eclipse is a couple of days behind us already, but the skies of Edinburgh are still darkened with leaflets and flyers from all the shows that are running at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, which has been on now for nearly a week. 600 different companies visiting one of the greatest arts festivals in the world. A total, we hear, 15,000 performances. Involved in one of them is rock guitarist Willie Mariello. He's been out of the spotlight since his band split up last year, but now he's back, and he's not only providing the music, he's treading the boards as well.
Willie, where the hell have you been?
I've things to do.
Well, you've bloody well got things to do here too. Do you want to be part of this play or not?
I'm here, aren't I?
And for God's sake, clean yourself up. We've got a photographer coming.
Piss off.
All right. People, we're going to play the truth game. Everyone find a partner and sit down. Oh, good grief, Willie. Can't you do anything right? You there, Charles Parris.
What?
Come and lend a hand. You might learn something.
I'd been waiting for them to finish so I could rehearse my own show. Sitting quietly out of the way, or so I thought. Oh, well.
Right. One person asks the questions, the other answers. It has to be at once, and it has to be the truth. If you hesitate, you change places. Okay, whispers only, and go.
God, this is hard. Okay, right. Are you enjoying doing the play?
No.
Why not?
I found out something I would rather not know.
About a person?
Yes.
Connected to the group?
Yes.
Why would you rather not know it?
It might be dangerous.
For the person?
For me?
Who is the person?
No, I was too slow there. My turn. How old are you anyway?
At the time, I didn't think too much about it. At the time. After the truth game, I tried to escape back to my nice quiet corner. No chance.
Let it all out. Again. Good. Wonderful. Now, we relax. We're uninhibited. We're an ensemble. We love each other. We hate each other. We know each other. We have energy. We have purpose. We have focus. Yes?
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 Yes!
Good. Okay, from the dumb show. Mary, Rizzio, Darnley, Nobles, positions. And perform.
We haven't got the daggers.
What?
We haven't got the daggers.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Martin. Stop. Will you stop the sodding drums? Thank you. Props. Pam, where are the daggers? Come on, come on.
Here, everyone. Thank you, Pam.
All right. Now, We have energy. We have focus. And perform. Yes, yes, good, Anna, very good. Willie, for God's sake, you're Rizzio, the Queen's favourite, not some dustman or something. Martin, more menace. Good, Willie, come on. Truth, truth. They draw their daggers. They close in on you. You see, it's inevitable. And they strike. No, Willie, make me believe it. Oh, great. All right, places, places, we'll do it again. Willie, get up. For pity's sake, will you start taking this thing seriously? Willie?
Oh, my God!
Right, sir. Sorry to keep you hanging around like this.
That's all right, sir.
Detective Sergeant Benton, Mr. Paris.
Charles Paris.
Charles Paris. You were present when the accident occurred.
Yes, but Sergeant...
Just answer the questions, please, Mr. Paris.
Makes my job a great deal easier.
Now, Mr. Willie Mariello was surrounded by 12 men, all of them armed with imitation daggers.
All but one.
All but one. To be specific, Mr. Martin Warburton, whose dagger was very definitely not an imitation. Lecturer, are you?
I beg your pardon?
Lecturer. Are you a lecturer?
I'm an actor. A professional actor.
Oh. And what's a professional actor doing with a bunch of students?
Derby University Drama Society.
They're taking a whole package of plays to the Fringe and someone's broken their leg or something. Had to drop her one-woman show. Isadora Duncan out, Thomas Hood in.
Famous on the university circuit, are you?
I know one of the tutors who saw my show at York.
Mr. Lastew, good grief.
There are many delights at the York Festival and the greatest of these is Charles Paris's one-man show.
I thought you only ever remembered the bad reviews.
Usually, yes. Anyway, do you want a ticket?
Charles Paris's Henry V had me rooting for the French at Agincourt.
Thank you, Gerald.
So, you're just doing your own show then?
Yes, lunchtimes. Next week.
You're not involved with any of the other plays?
No.
Like that, is it? Exactly what do you think of them, your fellow actors?
Well, they're, students.
Barry! You're meant to be Barry, for the love of...
Going well, isn't it?
Wonderfully. I'm Charles Paris.
Yes, I know. Anna Duncan.
Hello.
Hi.
Bottom! Get off your backside!
Are you involved in this?
God, no. Just killing time. You?
The same.
Fancy a coffee?
Sounds good.
I'm glad you're here. We could do with a bit of professionalism. Lucky for us, you were free.
Well, my diary's not exactly teeming with work just at the moment.
It's still good of you to step into the breach.
Well, I gather you did the same.
Taking over from poor Leslie in the plays, yes.
Good part.
The sketch show's not up to much, but I got the lead in Mary.
Sorry, this has all been a bit last minute. I don't really know what you're doing.
Here. Have a leaflet.
Derby University Drama Society presents
three world premieres.
One great classic.
A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Revisualized by Stella Gilden Lord.
Mary, Queen of Scots.
A multicultural, multimedia satire in all five dimensions.
Isadora's Lovers.
The Myth, the Men, and the Movement. Leslie Petter's groundbreaking dance mime opera.
And The Slow Mo Show.
The funniest late night show on the Fringe.
My Meadows.
Wow.
Yes. It is all a bit over the top, isn't it?
Mary, Queen of Scots.
Right, so.
I haven't seen you at the house.
You're staying there?
Mm.
Poor you.
Not your scene.
Definitely not. I'm in a flat on my own.
Oh, really? That must be good.
Yes.
Right. Tell me about Martin Warburton.
Sergeant, I've only been here a few days.
You must have picked up something. What's he like? How did he get on with the others?
The theatre's got to reflect society. Our society's nothing but violence. So the theatre has to be the same.
Oh, rubbish, Martin.
And it can't be fixed. It has to be random.
Absolute rubbish.
Isn't rubbish. In the real world, everything depends on random choices. I could do that. I could do this. I could do that. I could do this.
You could talk rubbish.
Shut up!
I thought he was a bit...
wrapped up in himself. Occupational hazard of drama students, I'm afraid. Once you get into the real world, you tend to grow out of discussing the role of the theatre. Do you?
Mm. How did he react when he realised what he'd done?
He looked down at his dagger and at the blood. He seemed almost, I don't know, fascinated.
You realised straight away?
I think so.
A real dagger got mixed in with the fake ones, and no one the wiser. Careless of someone, that.
Was it, though?
A single blow through the ribcage and straight into the heart. Very efficient.
Where were you when the knives were handed out?
At the back of the hall.
See anything odd? Did you?
What, like someone deliberately choosing a particular dagger?
Just answer the question, Mr. Paris.
No, nothing. Everyone just grabbed a knife from the box. It was all very fast.
Very fast. Right. How well did you know the victim?
This afternoon was the first time I'd met him. Look, Sergeant, there's something I've got to tell you.
I found out something I'd rather not know.
About a person?
Yes.
Why would you rather not know it?
It might be dangerous.
For the person?
For me.
Then I asked him who this person was.
And
he didn't say.
Right. Well, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, Mr. Paris.
What?
We have to ask these questions, I'm sure you realise.
This sort of accident, it has to be investigated.
But I'm telling you, there was fear in his eyes.
I doubt we'll be bothering you again.
Of course, he didn't take me seriously. I could almost hear him thinking, actors. But I knew I was right. Whatever it was Willie Mariello had found out, it was nasty enough for someone to shut him up. Permanently. That real dagger getting mixed in with the fakes was no accident. I knew I wouldn't be able to rest until I'd found out who'd done it and why. I must have been in too many tatty cop shows.
Hello, Martin.
Hello.
Did the police keep you very late? How are you feeling this morning?
I found your script.
Oh, right.
He's clever. Thomas Hood.
Yes.
But there's no real feeling, is there, underneath the puns and everything? There's nothing you can really identify with, so you can't get inside his head. Here.
Well, thanks.
The police think Willie's death was an accident.
Yes, I know.
They're wrong.
What? What do you mean?
Well, I killed him, didn't I?
Martin, I know you held the knife, but that's hardly the same thing.
Oh, but it is. I really did kill him.
Hello? Am I interrupting anything?
I've got to go. Goodbye, Charles.
Excuse me. Of course. That boy doesn't look too good. He should put it out of his mind.
Well, not exactly easy.
Best course with unpleasant things. You must be Charles Paris.
Yes, sorry.
James Milne. This is my house.
Oh, right.
Come up to my flat and have a coffee.
I thought we had the house to ourselves. You must be well insulated up here.
How are things downstairs?
Most of them are still pretty much in shock, I think.
I was actually meaning from the comfort point of view.
Oh.
Because if you're weary of your camp bed, you're more than welcome to my sofa.
Thanks, but I've slept on worse. To be honest, that was part of the appeal of the job.
It was?
Camp beds, student shows, everyone mucking in together.
Revisiting your past, are you?
Well, that was the idea.
And the reality?
They make me feel about 90. Good grief, was I ever that earnest or that rude?
Now you know why I keep myself to myself.
Do you rent the place out every festival?
Oh, this is the first time. I've not been moved in long and my old house wasn't suited to
this it. This room might have been here a century. It reminds me of tutorials at Oxford.
Ah, no furniture is so charming as books.
Even if you never open them or read a single word. The Reverend Sidney Smith.
Very good, Charles. Not a Scot, but a significant luminary of Edinburgh society. I, however, do open them, especially since my retirement.
Let me guess, bookseller?
Teacher.
Oh.
Kilbruce School for Boys. Then I came into some money. Why carry on doing that when I could retire to a world where books are truly valued?
The boys didn't appreciate books?
Oh, some seem to, but no.
Wasn't it another Edinburgh luminary who said, books are all very well in their way, but they're a mighty bloodless substitute for real life?
Robert Louis Stevenson, aye. It's nicely put, but the point's debatable. Will you stay for a proper lunch?
Well, I'd love to, but no, I won't, thanks. There's something I have to be getting on with.
I don't usually drink at lunchtime.
Pam, this is Edinburgh. It's practically compulsory.
Right. the first time I've seen someone dead.
It is nasty, but you do forget.
Do you?
Did the police treat you okay?
I suppose so. I had to tell them about the knives, where I kept them and everything.
At the house, right?
Yes. The fake ones were in one box, and the real one was separate. I was so careful.
How long had they been there?
I'd only got them the day before. The police think that someone had been mucking about with them that night. Mixed them up without realising.
People are always messing around with props.
Are they?
All the time. So you mustn't blame yourself, right?
That's nice of you. Thanks. Charles.
Yes?
What's it like being an actor? A real actor, I mean.
I never know how to answer that.
Oh, I think it must be fantastic. I envy you so much. I'd love to hear about it.
Charles!
Anna, hello.
It's Bedlam at the Hall, House Gate. Hi, Pam.
Hello. Look, I've got to get back. Thanks for the drink, Charles.
Well, no, Pam. Wait.
Didn't mean to scare her away. May I?
Of course. What's the news from the front?
Michael's recasting Rizzio. The show's going ahead.
You must be pleased.
Oh, yes. It's going to be hard work, though. Ooh, sorry. Still shaky.
Oh, of course you are. Did you know him well?
No, not at all. But even so...
Yes, I know. Look, are you rehearsing tonight?
Only till 8:30. Why?
Fancy dinner?
Sounds good. Thanks. This is a nice place.
Advantage of being an old Edinburgh hand. You get to know the best restaurants.
You've been here a lot?
On and off. I played my first leads here when I was a student.
Did you know then that you wanted to do it professionally?
Oh, yes.
Me too.
You're going into the theatre.
It's what I've always wanted. Totally stage struck. Aren't you? But don't you find it exciting?
Not very often, no. Mind you, I can't imagine doing anything else.
But as a profession, it leaves a lot to be desired.
You've already had the lectures.
Oh, yes.
Unfortunately, it's all true. There's a lot more to it than just talent. You need lots of help. You need to be tough, calculating.
Charles, I know.
Sorry. I know I seem awfully middle-aged.
No, you don't. Here we are.
You're living in a souvenir shop?
No, silly. In the top flat. Belongs to a friend.
Ah.
A friend who's away for the summer.
Ah.
So, do you want to come up?
What for?
Coffee?
I had coffee.
Drink?
I had brandy.
Well, then we'll just have to think of something else, won't we?
Well, the Fringe, the Edinburgh Fringe, has already been running for a week, but today, Sunday the 15th of August, is the first day of the official festival. Now, just to give you a rough idea of what you can expect from each, today you could choose between the opening concert, which is Handel's Oratorio Sol, conducted by Sir Charles Mackerras, or you might prefer Lip Service's King Arthur and the Knights of the Occasional Table. And, of course, there are new shows in both festival and Fringe opening every day, and, of course, others are still in preparation.
She stood breast high amid the corn, clasped by the golden light of morn, like the sweetheart of the sun, who many a glowing kiss had won. Round her eyes her tresses fell, which were blackest...
Excuse me? Sorry, yes? Are you busy?
Rehearsing.
Only there doesn't seem to be anyone around.
But they're all at the hall.
Oh, great.
What's the problem?
Willie's music gear, amplifiers, keyboards, God knows what. I'm supposed to collect it.
Isn't it at the hall?
It was. Some idiots had it sent over here. Do I think I can carry it all by myself?
You're taking it away. Are you from the police?
No, I'm not from the police. I'm Jean Mariello. Willie was my husband. Put it against the wall there.
Right.
I don't want people to see it from the street. The latch and the window's broken.
I didn't realise Willie lived this close.
We've not been here long.
It's a nice house.
Perhaps it was once. No, it's a tip. Bloody bricks and plaster everywhere. And he had to do it all himself, didn't he? God knows why.
Well, it'll look good when it's finished, though.
Maybe it will. I won't be here to see it.
You're leaving?
I stayed here as little as possible when the bastard was alive. I'm certainly not hanging around now he's dead. That'll do.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
No problem.
Mrs.
Mr. Paris, the police told me about you and Willie and the ridiculous truth game.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what I told them. The only thing that ever bothered my husband was not getting his own way. If he looked upset, then some girl had probably slapped his face instead of falling straight into bed with him like we normally did.
Ah.
Now, will you please go?
Yes, of course. Oh, just one more thing.
Oh, for God's sake. What?
Can you think of anyone at all, who might have profited from your husband's death?
Yes, I can. Of course I can.
Well, who?
Someone who stood to get out of a lousy marriage without all the mess and publicity of a divorce, Mr. Paris. Me?
So far, I'd done next to nothing, and I'd already had one confession and one motive handed me on a plate. Obviously, I was very good at this detective lark. Unfortunately, I couldn't decide if I believed either of them, so perhaps I wasn't so hot after all. Then I realized what was wrong. There was someone missing.
Dr. Watson?
All the best detectives have an assistant, someone to bounce ideas off.
And that's me, is it? Try this. I'm rather pleased with it.
Mm. Mm. Very nice. What do you say?
Murder. Oh, forgive me, but the idea does seem preposterous. Do you actually have any proof?
Only what I told you. The rest is just, well, instinct, I suppose.
Oh, instinct is a great matter. I was a coward on instinct.
Yes, dear old Falstaff.
Right. Well, I'll do whatever I can to help, of course.
Great.
It might be fun.
Now that was very nice.
Ah, one of my better reviews.
Come on.
Charles Paris single-handedly turned a dream into a nightmare. Kent Messenger.
No taste, some people.
Mm, not like you.
Not like me.
Mm.
Charles.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really like staying at the house with the others, do you?
Cooking with Elvis. Asteroid, hemorrhoid.
Gypsies, monomore. Powerful vocal dance.
Macbeth, the director.
Hello.
Hello, Pam.
Golly, is it always like this?
Always, yes. How are you?
Yes, stunning.
All this free booze.
Well, it makes it a bit more bearable.
Michael said we had to do it. Hand out leaflets, meet the press, you know.
Yeah, I know. How are rehearsals going?
Oh, right. I think now that Willie's gone. Oh, Lord, what a dreadful thing to say.
You weren't a fan?
Once, of course. When he was with the band, you know. I really liked him then.
What happened? Was he a disappointment in the flesh?
No, it wasn't that. Well, not just that. It was the business with Leslie Petter.
Oh.
Hi, Charles. Slumming it?
Greg, I didn't know you were here this year.
Look, I'd better go.
No. Hang on. Pam Northcliffe, Greg Proops.
Hi.
Hi.
Greg and I were in a musical.
Uh-huh. A very short-lived musical.
But brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. Ahead of its time.
Definitely.
What was it about again?
I'm damned if I can remember. Have a leaflet. So much comedy, so much blood, Thomas Hood.
It sounds interesting. I'll try to catch it. Look, I gotta go. I'll see you around.
Okay, sure.
Bye, Pam. Be good.
Bye. Golly, Charles. I never realized you were famous.
No, neither did I. Look, let's get some air, shall we?
Why are you doing this, Charles?
What?
Paying attention to me. I'm not interesting or pretty or anything.
Of course you are.
I suppose you just feel sorry for me. It's nice of you.
Pam, what did you mean about Willie and Leslie Petter?
Well, Les Petter broke a leg, you know.
Yes. What's that got to do with Willie Mariello?
Well, she fell down some stairs at the hall. There was no one around, just Willie and me. Only, I don't think they knew I was there. No one ever notices me, really.
What were they doing?
They were, you know, kissing.
Kissing?
Yes. He was a real bastard. And then she fell, and he ran down to help her, and she said, I didn't tell anyone. I'm probably all wrong anyway. You know what I mean?
What did she say, Pam?
She said, Willie, you sod. Why did you do that?
Okay, here's my theory. Did you know that David Rizzio played the guitar?
No, I didn't. Is it relevant?
He was the Queen's musician as well as a secretary and a few other things besides. An Italian guitar player who died from stab wounds?
Ah, and Willie Mariello.
Who played Davy Rizzio, was a guitar player with an Italian name, and he died the same way.
James, what are you saying?
Well, it just seems too neat to be a coincidence. Suppose someone's taking the Mary Queen of Scots story a bit too literally, identifying with Rizzio's murderer.
There's no real feeling, nothing you can really identify with, so you can't get inside his head.
Sorry?
Something I heard the other day.
My God, who said it?
Martin Warburton.
Well, then, that's it. I wondered about him anyway. I mean, the boy's obviously disturbed.
Disturbed enough to plot something like that? To murder someone in front of 24 witnesses? Come on, James.
Do you have a better suspect?
No. Not yet.
Well, it's Tuesday the 17th of August, and Derby University Drama Society are probably hoping that the jinx has passed, and a bit of good luck is coming their way. They've two shows opening today. Late night comedy in the Slow-Mo Show, no obvious influences there. But at lunchtime today, a look at forgotten poet Thomas Hood in a piece called So Much Comedy, So Much Blood.
Oh, Sally Brown, how could you serve me so? I've met with many a breeze before, but never such a blow. His death, which happened in his birth, at 40-odd befell. They went and told the sexton, and the sexton told the bell.
Okay, that was the Slow-Mo Show. Thank you, and good night.
My nose!
Hello.
Charles, I thought we said...
It's all right. Your secret's safe.
I just don't want the hassle. You know what they're like.
Oh, yes.
It's only till Mary opens. Then you can boast all your life.
You know me so well. Anyway, you're all right. I've been hiding.
That's not all you've been doing.
It's a long time between my show and yours. I had to do something, so I raised a glass or two to your success.
How did it go, Thomas Hood?
Pretty well. It'll get better.
And what did you think of the Slow-Mo Show?
Let's go back to the flat.
Okay. So what's your cool professional opinion?
Well, I thought the show was terrible.
I see.
I also thought that you were tremendous. You're incredibly talented.
Charles, I asked for your cool professional opinion.
And you got it.
You really think I'm good? Good enough to make it?
No, you'll make it. I'll help you if you'll let me.
If I'll let you? Well, what do you think?
I can introduce you to some people, you know. Stick with me, kid, and I'll make you a star. Anna.
What?
I'm not being ridiculous, am I?
No, Charles. You're not being ridiculous at all.
Hello, Charles. I haven't seen you around the house very much.
Hi. What are you doing?
I'm making a rock.
Oh.
For the dream. All right.
It's fine. Pam, you know you told me about Leslie and Willie.
Yes.
You said he was a real bastard.
And he was.
Because he was kissing Leslie Petter.
Because he was cheating on his real girlfriend.
You mean his wife?
His wife? He didn't have a wife.
Yes, he did. I've met her.
Well, that just makes it worse. He was having this huge fling with someone else. Really serious. Been going on for ages. Hold this, would you?
Pam, do you know who she was?
It was supposed to be a big secret, but I knew. Oh, yes. He was having an affair with Anna Duncan.
Apparently, I gave a show that lunchtime. I don't remember a thing about it. If Anna had lied to me about not knowing Willie, what else was she hiding?
Gerald Venables?
Gerald, it's Charles.
Charles, I told you, tempting as it is, I can't drop everything and hair up to Edinburgh just to watch you make a fool of yourself.
How about to help me investigate a murder?
You're joking.
No, I'm not.
I'll be on the next plane.
Gerald's read every tatty thriller, every corny detective story, and every hard-bitten crime novel ever written. I knew he wouldn't be able to resist, and I needed someone Anna hadn't met. I hated the whole idea, but I had to know.
And you all close in on him, and you strike. Well, now we seem to be getting somewhere. Well done, people. Okay. 5 minutes break, then notes.
Hi.
Charles, hello.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. Come outside. How's it going?
Not bad. I've got notes in a minute.
This won't take a sec. An old friend of mine's flying up. Wants to have a night on the town.
You'll be late back at the flat?
I thought I might stay at the house tonight. I don't want to disturb you.
How sweet of you. And I could do with some sleep anyway. Must ask.
Bye.
Hello, Charles.
Martin, how long have you been standing there?
Long enough. Long enough. Long enough.
James, what are you doing here?
Following him. It's been happening for a couple of days. He just wanders round the streets on his own.
James, that's hardly a crime.
Maybe not, but it has to be significant. He's behaving very strangely, Charles.
Well, what's he doing?
Oh, yesterday he went to the National Portrait Gallery. He stood for hours staring at a picture of Mary.
And today?
The Palace of Holyrood House. Mary's home.
It doesn't prove a thing.
I tell you, he's obsessed with her story. He's our man. I put money on it. I thought you'd be interested.
Sorry. I've been looking at someone else.
A new suspect, is it?
James, I really don't want to talk about it.
Just as you like. Another drink.
I wanted to believe it. An unhinged killer was such a nice, clean, simple solution. Like something out of a book. What was filling my head was a lot nastier. Here. Cheers. Thanks for coming, Gerald.
Are you kidding? Besides, the firm's got a client appearing in the official festival. I can drop in on him and charge the whole trip to expenses.
Why didn't I go into soliciting?
That's not the correct term, and you know it. Now, quit stalling and give me the gem.
I told him what I wanted him to do, but not much else. He didn't seem to care. He scampered off like a Baker Street irregular in an Armani suit. He was going to report back next morning. Then I'd know. And until then, well, I had to find a way to pass the time.
Good God, you look terrible. How much did you put away last night?
Did you do it?
Sure did. She didn't suspect a thing. Do you want to listen to it?
No, not here. Let's go up to your room.
Charles, who is this girl?
I had to get over it somehow. Hell of an actress, isn't she?
God's sake, I didn't mind doing it. At least you can tell me what it was for.
It was to unmask a murderer.
Her? You're joking.
What else did she say? Damn, which is play, for God's sake?
Tomorrow night, after the show again, about midnight. I'll look forward.
You don't need to hear that.
You're right, I don't. I know this script. Where did you arrange to meet? Here at the hotel?
Yes.
Right. Hello, Anna.
Charles, how'd the show go today?
I've done better than yours.
All right, I think. What are you doing here?
That's funny. I was going to ask you exactly the same question.
I'm meeting someone. My aunt.
At 12:30?
You don't know my aunt.
Oh, but I do. Your aunt is named Gerald Venables.
What?
You're here to sleep with him because you think he can help your career, just as you slept with Willie Mariello and me.
You set this up?
Yes, I did.
He's not really a film producer?
No.
There's no part?
No.
That was a dirty trick.
I needed information.
You needed? What sort of information?
You and Willie were lovers, right up to the time he died.
No, we weren't.
What?
No, we weren't.
But you said...
So I'd sound more like the girl in the film, you idiot. Haven't you ever done that to get a part?
You weren't lovers at all?
Of course we were, back in Derby. Why not? At least he was my own age. What's all this about, Charles? Jealousy?
Why did it end?
Not that it's any of your business, but I've outgrown him. Can you understand that? He certainly couldn't.
But he wanted you back.
Kept giving me things, doing stupid stuff.
Like pushing Leslie Petter down a flight of steps and getting you her parts.
How did he know about that?
Did you suggest it?
No.
Listen, Anna, you're in big trouble.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about murder.
Murder?
Not here. Come inside.
Nice room. Your friend Gerald's, is it?
Right now, it's ours.
Okay, then. Just who am I supposed to have murdered?
Willie Mariello.
Willie? But that was an accident.
You can drop the performance, Anna. I know everything.
Well, I wish to hell I did. How am I supposed to have done it, for God's sake? Why?
Because after you persuaded Willie to get rid of Leslie Petter, he had a hold over you. Come back to me or I'll tell the police. Where would you have been then?
Oh, you're out of your mind.
And besides, he turned out to be of no use to you. No contacts you could use, no influential friends in the business. He was just a millstone round your neck. And so you killed him by tampering with the daggers.
Tampering with the daggers?
At the house the night before he died. The only time they were left unguarded.
And how did I know about them?
What?
But how did I know they were there? How did I know there was a genuine one to plant? I'm not staying at the house, remember?
You heard Pam talking about them.
And then that night I sneaked in and made the change.
Yes.
Right.
What are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing? Going for my gun? Oh, grow up, Charles. This is reality. Here.
What's that?
My alibi. The name and number of the guy I spent that night with. At the flat, over the souvenir shop.
You were with someone else, but you only took up with me 2 days later.
Yes. Aren't you flattered? Here. Ring him. It's the truth. Goodbye, Charles. I don't think we'll see a lot of each other now. Do you?
There was no point in checking the alibi. She'd had no chance to set up any cover story. It had to be true. Anna Duncan may have been a calculating, dishonest bitch, but she was no murderer. So much for the great detective. I should have been sacked for incompetence. I was sick of the whole thing. All I wanted to do was to get to the end of the week, get my last show out of the way, and go home.
It's Saturday the 21st of August, and the big music event tonight is Verdi's magnificent Requiem. That's at the Usher Hall. And of course, if you prefer the more relaxed joys of the Fringe, then there are hundreds of shows to choose from.
O'er the earth there comes a bloom, sunny light for sullen gloom, warm perfume for vapour cold. I smell the rose above the mould.
Wonderful.
James, I didn't know you were in.
Superb show, my dear child. Let me take you to lunch to celebrate.
Okay, thanks.
But first, I've been keeping an eye on the boy.
Look, just forget about it, James.
Forget about it? Well, he's not hanging around Holyrood House. He's picking fights with the others. He's
clearly unstable, Charles. God only knows what might happen next. We've got to do something. Quiet.
What? Hello, Charles. James.
Martin.
Lad.
Did you enjoy the show?
Is this your bag?
Yes.
You shouldn't leave things lying around. It's not safe.
Ah, right. Thank you. I've got it now.
Good. Goodbye, Charles Paris.
You can't tell me either there's not something seriously adrift there. Come on, Charles. You've got me involved in this. You can't just ask me to drop it.
Okay. What do you want to do?
I don't rightly know. Investigate.
I'll tell you what. You said you followed Martin to Holyrood House.
I did. More than once.
Perhaps if we retrace his steps.
Yes. Yes, the very thing.
But first of all, I want that lunch.
And so we come to Mary's private supper room, and this is where her favourite, David Rizzio, was brutally murdered by a group of noblemen. This is the very spot, and there you can still see the bloodstains.
As far as I was concerned, the Willie Mariello case never was a case to begin with. What he said had been a coincidence, his death was an accident, and this was a waste of time. But it was a very pleasant waste of time, helped by the alcoholic haze left over from lunch. All I had to do was surface occasionally and make some intelligent comment or other.
Everything in this room is exactly the way it was then.
Even the clock.
Sir?
The clock. Is it the original?
Sir, there is no clock.
No, but I can hear it. Listen. No, listen. Oh, my God.
Okay. Right. Right. Safe detonation, no problems. You can start getting the barriers down.
Stop.
Well, Mr. Paris... It looks like somebody wanted to cast you as an angel.
Yes, and I think I can tell you who.
I don't think that's necessary, sir. I've already got my men out looking for Mr. Martin Warburton.
So, the priest suspected him from the first?
That's what they said. Apparently he's got some sort of record, instability and violence. They checked him out on the National Police computer. Makes us amateurs look a bit sick, doesn't it?
Do you think they'll find him soon?
Bound to. Can I have another one of those?
Oh, man, you deserve the whole bottle. You know, though, there is one thing that still puzzles me about the lad.
Now you're back to being Watson again.
I mean, why did he try to kill you? Okay, so he was Bothwell in the play, and Bothwell was one of the nobles who stabbed Rizzio.
So that fits.
And Bothwell certainly blew up someone at Holyrood, but it was Darnley. Why would Martin think of you as Darnley?
Sorry, James, this isn't my subject. Who was Darnley, exactly?
Henry Stuart, Lord Darnley, Mary's second husband.
Oh, my God.
What?
Martin saw me kissing Anna, the girl who plays Mary.
That would do it, I imagine. Sealed your fate, as they say. James Mill? Yes, he's here. I understand. I'll tell him. That was the police. They're sending a car for you.
For me? Why?
To take you to the castle. They've found Martin.
Oh, dear God.
We can't get near him. He just threatens to jump.
But why am I here?
Because he says he'll talk to you.
Hello, Martin?
Oh, hello, Charles. I didn't think you'd come.
Come back down, Martin. There's no point to this.
Of course there isn't. And that is the point. Charles, why are the police chasing me?
Because you need help.
No, I don't. Because I was right, you see. Everything really is random. I could have built a house, or written a symphony, or swum the channel. I could have been anyone. But I'm not just anyone. I'm a murderer. I held a knife.
You didn't know what you were doing. Come back down with me.
I could do that. Or I could do this.
There were tourists gathered right at the bottom of the drop. Some of them applauded. They thought it was part of the festival. Martin didn't survive the fall. It was over. So that's the story. Martin was playing Bothwell, and apparently the poor kid thought he really was Bothwell.
Because Bothwell stabbed Rizzio and then blew up Darnley at Holyrood House.
That's it.
I hate to burst this great moment in detective history, Charles, but Darnley wasn't blown up. He was strangled and nowhere near Holyrood House.
What?
And when Rizzio was murdered, Bothwell wasn't there.
Are you sure? Absolutely sure?
Yes. Of course I am. Realize this is breaking and entering. I will be struck off.
We didn't break anything. The latch was already busted.
You're right. You should have been a lawyer.
Charles,
why are we here? And where is here anyway?
William Mariello's house.
And why exactly are we burgling it?
I don't know.
Oh, for God's sake.
But the answer's here somewhere, the real answer.
Charles, we know the real answer, that boy.
No, I don't think so.
You don't? Then who?
I think I know, but I need proof.
Well, you won't find it here. There's nothing here but
decorating stuff.
Oh,
correct.
What's the matter now?
Oh, plaster or something. It's all over me.
Oh, my God, that's it. It is.
I've completely forgotten. The day he was killed, the day he came late to the rehearsal.
You said he was always late.
Yeah, but that day was different. Michael was furious with him, and not just because he was late.
For God's sake, clean yourself up. We've got a photographer coming.
He was filthy, covered in specks of paint and plaster.
He'd been decorating.
In his state, scared half to death, and he decides to carry on doing up the living room. Come on.
What then?
I'll show you. You see there?
Mm-hmm. That's where the old fireplace used to be.
Exactly. Look how bad the brickwork is.
Oh, terrible.
That's because it was done in a hurry, or rather, redone.
Charles, do us both a favour and start making sense.
Okay. Wow! Criminal damage just great.
That's it. And leave it, Gerald, for heaven's sake. Wait.
There was hardly any light, but it was enough. We saw what Willie had seen, what Willie had rushed to cover up again. Underneath the dust and the cobwebs and the fallen soot, there was no mistaking it. The awkward shape crammed into the blackness, the tattered wisps of cloth, the human flesh dried down to the bone.
Charles, leave it alone, for pity's sake.
Well, there's something else in here.
I've got it. Some sort of bag.
Well, let's see. The lips corroded.
It's closed. And this. Gerald, I need you to stay here. Just for a while.
On my own? You're joking.
Well, wait outside if you like, but you've got to keep an eye on this place till I get back. Will you do it?
Yes, okay. See it through to the end, right?
Right. Thanks. I think I'll be less conspicuous if I use the front door.
Yes, for God's sake, don't let's do anything conspicuous.
I shan't be long.
A booby trap. But outside, on the porch. If I tried to break in the front door, it would have killed me. So, I left Gerald on guard and came straight here to tell you that I know exactly who killed Willie Mariello. You did.
Well, Charles, you have a mighty strange idea of coming straight to the point.
Are you denying it?
The narrative was a little florid in places, but I can't fault you on the logical development of the plot. I must say I'm surprised you've come here on your own.
Because you might try to kill me again.
It's possible.
No, it isn't. That's not your style. It has to be done indirectly, without you being there. Then you can just shut your mind to it and go back to your books.
You seem to understand me very well, Charles.
Yes, I think I do.
The meeting of two minds, eh?
I thought so. I'm sorry I was wrong.
Yes. We do seem to have struck something of an impediment.
Trying to kill me is one hell of an impediment, James.
I set it up a couple of days back when I thought you were getting too close.
Too close?
I've been looking at someone else, you said.
And you thought I meant you. I was talking about Anna.
Yes, well, I know that now. Oh, well. My little trap didn't work anyway. Would you mind telling me something?
What?
What was the final proof? What did you find in the bag?
A book from the library at Kilbruce School for Boys, your old school.
I did tell you that, didn't I? A book. Well, that's fitting.
It was the link I'd been looking for. Willie's house was your old house, wasn't it? He bought it from you.
You really have done very well.
Who was it, James? The body in the fireplace?
No one, just someone I knew once. A boy.
One of your pupils?
Lockhart, his name was. A good boy. Intelligent. He was interested in books.
You liked him?
Yes, I liked him. But that was all. Oh, things were said. Filthy things, but I swear to you, Charles, that was all. We were friends. Then, one night, he came to the house. He told me he was leaving home, running away to London. He'd left a letter for his parents. I said it was a mistake. He shouldn't go. He was throwing everything away. And he said...
What did he say, James?
Something vile. About why I didn't want him to go. I'd done so much to help him, to give him everything he needed. But he was just like the others, just like all the others. And then suddenly, he was dead. I think perhaps I strangled him.
Oh, God.
And then, well, no one knew he'd come to my house. Children run away to London all the time and they disappear.
So you just hid the body?
It seemed the right thing to do.
How could you carry on living there?
After a while, I didn't think about it. Even if I did remember, sometimes it was just as if it hadn't really happened at all, as if I'd just read about it.
But Willie Mariello made it all real again.
He opened up the old fireplace. And he came round straightway to tell me what he'd found.
Did he threaten to go to the police?
No, that wasn't his idea at all. I'm a wealthy man, Charles. He knew that.
Blackmail.
He talked about living off me for the rest of his life. Horribly unoriginal, but also highly effective, I'm afraid.
And that's why you had to kill him.
Well, the dagger was only a sort of dummy run, really, while I figured out something more reliable. But it worked. Gratifying, that.
This has just been some sort of intellectual exercise for you, hasn't it?
And it would have been perfect. A perfect remote control crime. But you didn't play by the rules, Charles.
The rules? Making me suspect that poor, confused kid. Was that just some sort of game to you?
I was especially pleased with the bomb. It was never intended to blow up, of course.
It wasn't.
Well, there was a good chance I'd be with you all afternoon. Oh, Charles, I thought you were more intelligent than that.
So it was just one more clue pointing to Martin.
That's it.
Just one more clue. That bomb put the police on his trail. That's what finally made him snap.
Yes, that was perfect.
Good God.
It was the ideal ending. Everything neatly wrapped up and tidied away.
And forgotten.
Exactly. I knew he would understand. So, what happens now?
I think you know the answer to that.
So you feel bound to go to the police?
Of course I do.
Ah. Only I thought maybe...
James.
How blessed the heart that has a friend, a sympathizing ear to lend...
To troubles too great to smother.
Thomas Hood. No sympathizing ear from you then, eh, Charles?
No, James. Not from me. I'm sorry.
Oh, well. I'll get my jacket. I dare say there'll be a lot of sitting around at the police station.
Yes, I dare say there will.
I'll take a book.
Our hands have met, but not our hearts. Our hands will never meet again. Friends, if we have ever been, friends we cannot now remain. I only know I loved you once. I only know I loved in vain. Our hands have met, but not our hearts. Our hands will never meet again.
So Much Blood by Simon Brett was dramatized by Bert Cools. Charles Paris was played by Bill Nye. Michael by John Paul Hurley. Gerald by Jimmy Chisholm. D.S. Benton by Doug Russell. Pam by Cara Kelly. Martin by Johnny Mears. Anna by Lucy Patterson. Stella and Jean by Wendy Seeger. And James Milne by Robert Trotter. The radio presenter, Brian Morton, and the comedian, Greg Proops, played themselves. All other parts were played by members of the company. So Much Blood was directed in Edinburgh by Gaynor McFarlane.